I'm Saad Mahmood, Microsoft's MVP for Windows Development, and today what we're going to do is that we are just going to look at Microsoft Azure. So, with considering that you guys have no prior knowledge of Microsoft Azure and how does it works and what offerings are there for by Microsoft Azure for you guys, so this is something where you can get started. This won't be something that we'll be covering things in a lot of detail, but I would say we will just go in small chunks and we will just move forward, and as we move forward, so we'll be looking more and more features of Azure. So right now, what I would say is that Microsoft Azure, which was basically I would say Windows Azure, which was later renamed as Microsoft Azure in 2014. Basically, it is a cloud computing platform designed by Microsoft to successfully build, deploy, and manage applications and services through a global network of data centers. There are a lot of data centers, and we have just discussed at how many data centers are there right now available and how you can choose one for your services or your applications. So these tutorials explain various features of this flexible platform, and we will just go step by step. So if I talk about prerequisite, I would say you just need some passion to learn Microsoft Azure, nothing else. So nowadays you would see that a lot of talks are going on about what is cloud and how does it works, and more people which are new in the industry and are out, for example, there are some students who want to know what is cloud, and we would just like to discover that. So this kind of tutorial series is quite right for them. And in the next tutorial, we would start from, I would say, the Fabric controller and how this cloud works. So till then, brace yourself. And there are a few things that you need to get. Number one, you need to get a Microsoft Azure account in order to just do the things I'm doing and just keep the pace with me and try exploring the features. It is necessary to have the Azure account. So if you're a student, so you can request that from Microsoft DreamSpark, but now that is Microsoft Imagine offerings, so you have to sign up with Microsoft Imagine, and there what you can do is that you can sign up for a free student Microsoft Azure account. And with that, once you're up with that, you need to sign in using manage.windowsazure.com or maybe the new portal, that is portal.azure.com. So we would just start from the older portal, and then for some of the features we would just move to the newer portal. So right now, this is all for this tutorial, and we would see you back in the next tutorial with the fabric and all the stuff.